请做一个开始的祷告。
Oh Lord, we are waiting for you, Lord, to speak to us.
主啊，我们在等候您向我们的心说话。
We thank you for your word.
为了您的话，我们献上感恩。
That word that is, it's forever settled in heaven.
因为这话是立定在天的。
It's that word by which you speak to us here and now down on earth.
也是今天这话，您是要赐给我们在这地上的。
And it's the same word, Lord, that teaches us your ways.
也是同样的话，你教导我们您的道路。
It exposes our hearts.
也显明我们的心。
It's so sharp and powerful that it can divide the very soul and spirit.
也是像一把刀一样，能够抛开我们的心思意念。
And so, Lord, we pray that your word may penetrate into our hearts today.
求您的话能够进到我们的心里。
And Lord, we pray that might separate that which is soulish from that which is spiritual.
也让我们的这个话把我们的灵和魂分开。
And Lord, we pray then you would speak to us in our innermost being.
也求您的话，对我们里面的那个人说话。
We thank you for that life-giving word.
也为这赐生命的话语献上感恩。
Not only does it search our hearts and convict us of sin, but it is also a life-giving word.
因为它不但是让我们悔改、谦卑的话语，更是给我们生命的话语。
That through faith, that word can spring up into everlasting life.
因为这是真正的信心，能够带着我们到永生。
We thank you also that that word was made manifest in the flesh when the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, came into the world.
谢谢您，因为这话就道成肉身，成了基督来到世上。
And he perfectly revealed your will to us.
他完美地把您的心意、旨意向我们显明。
And also he revealed your heart, Lord.
也完全显明了您的心。
When the Lord Jesus went to the cross of Calvary there in love, dying for each one.
当耶稣去到十字架上，他为每一个人死的时候。
No, Lord, we want to thank you for your word now, who is seated at your right hand in the heavens.
所以我们要谢谢这道成肉身的主，如今坐在您的右边。
And having sent the Holy Spirit into the world, Father, we pray that by your Spirit we might know him whom to know is life eternal.
主啊，盼望您赐给我们的圣灵能够带着我们明白这永恒。
So now, Lord, as we open your word, we pray that you would continue to enlighten our hearts and minds, search our hearts, and, Lord, bring us life from above.
主啊，谢谢您，求您的圣灵今天光照我们，带着我们明白从上而来的生命。
So, Lord, we pray these things and a blessing upon every soul here today.
也求您祝福我们今天在座的每一位。
And we ask your blessing now upon us in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
用我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. I'd like to continue from where we left off last week in Hebrews chapter 6.
我们从希伯来书的六章开始啊，因为上次我们停在了这里，我们还在讲一些例子啊，回头我们再回到那个约翰福音去。
Hebrews chapter 6,
希伯来书六章。
We've been looking for the past few weeks at the subject of eternal security.
我们过去几周一直在讲永恒的确据。
And that subject has come out of our study through the Gospel of John.
那这个问题呢，是出于我们在研究约翰福音的时候所出来的。
Where the Lord Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, I give unto them eternal life." And they shall never perish.
这是因为耶稣讲了，他说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，所以我就把他们带出来，给他们永生啊，永不灭亡。
那
就从这里出了那个永恒确据的问题。
And that's probably one of the strongest statements concerning the security of the believer. that there is in the Bible.
所以这是我们一个常碰到的难题，就是我们得救是不是有确据的。
But there are many passages in the Scripture that, if not understood correctly, seem to go against that.
因为呢，在圣经里有很多的经文，如果你不正确的去理解呢，乍一看好像是和永恒确据是相抵触的。
In some parts of Christianity, they teach that a Christian can be saved and then lost.
因为地上有这么样的基督徒的教导说呢。人得救了是可能失丧的。
And we've looked at a number of scriptures already to answer some of those questions.
所以我们已经看了一些例子啊，来回应这些挑战这个得救确据经文的例子。
And so, this is one that is probably the most gives some the most problems. Is this one here?
所以希伯来书的六章一开头的一大段话呢，可能就是最常被引用来说，基督徒是得救了，有可能也还是会失丧的。
And the especially verse 4 of chapter 6.
从四节开始，希伯来书六章四节。
He says there, it's impossible for those who have once been enlightened, have tasted this heavenly gift and have shared the Holy Spirit.And who have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the coming age, that if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance.
第四节论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
Now that sounds very serious.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。这听起来很严肃啊。
But let's examine that statement again.A little bit, he says it's impossible for those to be brought back to repentance.
因为他这里讲到的词是非常绝对的，他说不能，不可能叫他们再重新懊悔。
Now that can't refer to Christians.
所以这个不是在讲基督徒。
Because as Christians many times fall away and backslide.
因为一个真正得救的基督徒呢，他经常是会有倒退，是会犯罪的。会跌倒的。
And notice now too, that it says that it's impossible to bring them back to repentance. It does not say that it's impossible for God to forgive them if they do.
所以这里，注意这个用词哈，是不能叫他们重新懊悔，就不能让他们再回到悔改的这个阶段，而不是说呢，不能让他们到一个阶段他悔改了。神在赦免他。
God is a very merciful God.
因为神是一个非常有恩典的神。
And He always forgives those who come to Him in repentance.
因为神永远都去原谅、赦免那些真心悔改的。
He says, "Those who come to Me, I will in no way will I cast them out."
他说呢，那一切来到我面前呢，我绝对不可能丢弃他。
Now, what the writer to the Hebrews is, he's directing this, these people, they are what is known as apostates.
所以我们知道，这里讲的哈，是一些被盗者。
An apostate is different from a backslider.
被盗者和这个，倒退的人，是在主里软弱的人是有区别的。
A backslider is...Someone who is a real believer who has slipped back, who has neglected the things of God.
因为有些在主里的人，他真的会，因着忽视神的真理呢，然后属灵上出现倒退。
They may even deny the Lord at times.
到某一个程度，他甚至会是否认主。
Consider Peter.
想想彼得。
Do you remember Peter?
你记得彼得？
Oh, he loved the Lord.
他爱主啊，他真的爱主。
Lord, I'm willing to go to you in death.
他甚至说，主啊，你我跟你一起去死。
And he really believed that in himself.
他在他里面，他也相信他是这样的。
But he didn't realize the weakness in his heart.
但他不知道他里面的软弱是怎么样的。
And when on that night that Jesus was on trial, Peter comes into the court of the high priest.
就那天晚上，当彼得跟随耶稣到那个大祭司的院子里去的时候
，It's cold because it's still winter.
那时候很冷啊，所以晚上就很冷。
It's the middle of the night.
那半夜又是冬天。
But in the middle of the courtyard, there's a fire burning.
所以在那个火边，在那个外院的中间呢，有一大堆火。
And he comes and he wants to just warm himself by the fire with the rest of the people that were there.
然后呢，他就跟着一大群也在烤火的人，也上去烤一下。
And a young girl comes in.
这时候来了一个年轻的仆女啊。
And she recognizes him.
然后这个女仆呢，就认出他来了。
She says, "Weren't you one of those that were with Jesus?"
女仆说，那你不就是跟着耶稣那群人中的一个吗？
He said, "No, no, I wasn't."
他说不不不，我不是。
And then comes in a second time.
又来一次。
I'm sure you're the one that was with Jesus.
然后那个女仆说，不行，我相信你就是那个嘛，你就是那个跟随耶稣的。
And then another one says, "You're a Galilean. You're with one of his disciples."
另外又一个人说，哎呀，这你的口音都是加利利的，口音都出卖你。
And he began to curse and swear.
然后他开始发誓诅咒啊，他不是。
I don't know that man.
他说我不认识那个人。
And then, just as predicted, the rooster crowed.
所以就像耶稣预言的一样，他说完三次，说完以后鸡就叫了。
The Lord Jesus had already told him. He said, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will have denied me three times."
因为耶稣在这之前就告诉他，在鸡叫两遍以前呢，你要三次不认我。
When that rooster crowed, the word of God that was implanted in his heart, it convicted him.
所以重要的点是，当鸡叫了两遍以后呢，他就想起神的话了。那神的话种在他里面。的那个那句神的预言啊，说他鸡叫两遍以前的那个预言，就让他悔改。
Poor Peter left the fire and ran out and wept. It says he wept bitterly.
所以可怜的彼得就离开那堆火，到院子外面去痛哭啊。
Those tears were like acid coming out of his eyes.
这个眼泪啊，就像酸一样啊，从他的眼睛里流出来。
That's a true believer.
对，这是个真的得救的人。
Was it impossible then for God to forgive Peter?
你觉得神不可能原谅彼得吗？
Of course not.
当然不是这样。
The first thing that Jesus did when he rose from the dead, he tells Mary Magdalene, "Go tell Peter and my brother."
记得耶稣复活的，他见到马大拉的玛利亚啊，他说的说告诉彼得。去告诉彼得，我复活了。
And he restored Peter.
所以他记得彼得，他重新把彼得从最终带出。
Three times he said, "Peter, do you love me?" After he rose from the dead.
所以耶稣死里复活之后，三次他问彼得，彼得你爱我吗？
Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you."
所以彼得说呢，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And what did Jesus say to him?
那耶稣对他说什么呢？
Peter, I want you, Peter, to feed my sheep.
所以耶稣说，彼得，我要你啊，你去牧养我的羊。
You, Peter, even though you failed, but the Lord doesn't mention that. He said, even though he failed, he put Peter back where he was originally.
虽然他失败了，但是主有能力把他带出来。
Peter's restoration was complete.
所以彼得的属灵的恢复是一个完全的恢复。
So this, whoever it is, it's impossible to bring to repentance. Doesn't talk about a real believer.
所以那些所说的不可能，重新懊悔的，这不是在讲一个真的基督徒。
But what about Peter's companion Judas?
那彼得的同伴犹大呢？
Did Judas ever come to repentance?
犹大有没有悔改过？
Well, he ran to the priests after he saw Jesus was condemned, and he said, "I have condemned the innocent blood."
那犹大当他卖主以后，他回到大祭司那里啊，他说：“哎呀，我卖无罪的人呢、啊，我有罪。”
And he threw down the blood money in the temple.
他把这带血的钱呢、啊、丢回到圣殿里去。
And he went out and hanged himself.
啊，他出去吊死自己了。
Was that repentance?
这是不是悔改？He said he hanged himself is not repentance.
He regretted, but he never came to repentance.
他后悔了，但是没有懊悔。
He had made a decision.
对，所以他做了一个决定。
He had every advantage in life.
他在他的一生啊，有很多的优势。
And he used all his advantages to his own advantage.
他用他的优势呢，还是来给自己带来更大的优势。
And so he never came to repentance. That's a true apostate.
对，他从来没有到一个点，真的知道自己错了。所以这是一个被盗者啊，他从来没信过。
Did he profess to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus?
他有没有口称耶稣基督的门徒呢？
Yes,
是的。
He did.
当然是。
So much so that none of the other disciples even suspected that Judas was a traitor.
到一个程度，甚至所有其他的十一个门徒都不怀疑那卖主的会是犹大。
And the Lord Jesus tried everything he could to try to win Judas back.
所以耶稣基督用了他一切能够用的方法，要把犹大的心。
Consider that night that they were betrayed and they were eating the Passover.
你记得那天晚上，他主耶稣被卖的那天晚上。
And during the Passover, one of the things that the host would do would take some bread and dip it in the wine and hand it to the preferred guest, the highest guest.
所以一般在这样的晚餐里呢。有这么样的一个仪式，就是主人呢要把这个饼啊蘸了酱以后呢，递给所有众宾客当中最尊贵的那个。
And so he gave that. He honored Judas, trying at the very end to try and to win him back.
所以他把这个递给犹大，用最后可能的方式要把犹大的心赢回来。
And when as soon as he got that sop and he took it, Satan entered into it.
圣经记载呢，当犹大把饼接过来吃了，撒旦就入了他的心。
And he went out to the high priests and said to them, "I know how we can get him."
他就趁夜走了到大祭司那，告诉他我知道该怎么去抓耶稣。
And he led them, the high priests and the soldiers.He led them to Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane a couple of hours later.
所以几个小时之后，他就把大祭司和差来的兵呢带到了这个克西马尼园。
And he said to them, "The one that I come and kiss, that's the one. Seize him."
所以他跟大祭司约好，就是那一刻呢。我亲嘴的那一个就是人子，你们就可以抓他。
So in the torchlight there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas comes forward and he embraces the Lord Jesus and gives him a kiss.
所以犹大带着那兵丁来的时候，在火炬的光中啊，犹大去跟这个主耶稣拥抱亲嘴啊，那就显明那个谁是耶稣。
The Lord Jesus tries one more time.
然后耶稣又讲了一次。
He said, Judas.
他说犹大。
Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
他说你要用亲嘴的暗号来卖人子吗
？A kiss was the sign of the closest affection.
因为在中东这个贴面亲嘴里是一个特别亲密的朋友之间的，是爱的表达。
But it became a symbol of the greatest treachery.
但这却成为一个最大的背叛和阴谋的暗号。
And after kissing him, he steps back into the shadows.
他和主亲完嘴之后，就退到黑暗当中去了。
And darkness filled his soul.
然后全地充满了黑暗。
It's impossible to restore someone who has had so much light, who has deliberately gone back into darkness and refused the light, shut the door, as it were, to light.
所以他就不可能再重新懊悔了，因为他把这门给关了，他看见了很大的光，但是他拒绝了，就把这门给关了。
Judas had never received the Lord Jesus into his heart.
犹大从一开始就从来没有把耶稣接到过他心里去。
He was looking for a place in the kingdom.
他只是在盼望在这个王未来的国度里有一个位置。
He was looking for personal glory and ambition.
他只是在寻求野心中个人的地位。
But when he saw that the Lord Jesus was determined to throw it all over, going up to Jerusalem, he said, I'm going to get what I can out of my losses. I'm going to cut my losses.
所以当他看见主耶稣不是来推翻殖民统治，而去洁净圣殿，洁净人心的时候呢，犹大就决定，那不行，我得止损了，我不能这么几年啥也没得着。
So you can see the great difference between a true believer and an apostate.
所以你就会看见两个人的比较，一个是真的，得救的人的倒退，和一个从来没有信过的被盗者之间的区别。
Now that's what the writer to the Hebrews is trying to bring before his readers.
所以希伯来书六章的这个内容呢，其实是在讲一个被盗者。对。
Now notice the title of this book.
你要知道这个书的名字叫什么？
It's to the Hebrews.
是希伯来书啊，是给希伯来人的。
There's a lot that we as Christians can learn from the book of Hebrews, but mainly it is written to the Hebrews.
虽然我们作为基督徒也能从里面学到很多东西，但是它主要是写给希伯来人的。
What did they have? What advantages did they have?
希伯来人的优势是什么？
Just like the disciples.They had tremendous advantages.
他们就像有门徒一样，他们是有很大的优势的，对吧？
The Jews, they had the very word of God, the oracles of God.
所以犹太人呢，他们是有神的话啊，一老早就赐给他们的，比众人世上的众人要早很多。
Their ancient prophets were the true prophets of God.
所以他们古代的先知，旧约的先知是真的神的先知。
They had the trueTemple for worship.
他们也有真的圣殿用来祭敬拜。
They had the God-appointed priesthood.
他们也有神差来指派的祭司。
And all the sacrifices that spoke concerning the truth of God, they had the truth of God there given to them.
所以所有的献祭啊，这一切都告诉他们，他们是有神的真理的。
And it all pointed, all these things, they pointed to the Lord Jesus.
就所有这些事呢，他们都指向了耶稣基督。
So, what we want to look at now is we want to go over these verses again and see the advantages that the Jew had.
所以我们看一下这些经文啊，然后来看一下犹太人到底有什么优势。
They had all the elements of true worship.
所以他们有这个真实敬拜的所有的要素了。
But the reality was standing before them in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个事实是他们必须要站在主耶稣基督面前。
For example,
we have,
as they had a high priest in the temple, didn't they?
Right.
Said the Jews had the high priest.
犹太人有大祭司。
But the Lord Jesus came, and his priesthood superseded the priesthood in the temple.
那耶稣来，他的献祭啊，他的祭司地位是比犹太人大祭司要高很多的。
They had a magnificent temple that was built by Herod.
那犹太人有特别漂亮的这个圣殿。
But the Lord Jesus said that the temple, the true temple, was His own body.
但是神耶稣却说呢，真的圣殿是他的身体。
He said, "Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days."
这就是耶稣为什么讲这个预言说， 你们要破坏这个圣殿，我三天又好后再建起来。
They had all the sacrifices.
因为他们有所有的献祭。
But the Lord Jesus, by God was not pleased, the writer to the Hebrews says. The Lord is not pleased with the continual sacrifices of animals, dumb animals, unwilling sacrifices, year after year after year.
所以耶稣神呢是不其实不喜悦这个所有的献祭啊，是从人心里根本不是从心里出来愿意的那个献祭啊。那些牛羊一年一年一年，但是献的人其实也没有一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
But the Lord Jesus said that, or in the writer of the Hebrews says that it's by one sacrifice for sins forever that He accomplished on Calvary, that He satisfied God's justice and He sat down. No more sacrifices need to be made.
希伯来书另外一处说呢，耶稣一次在哥哥他上。山上献上的这个赎罪祭就一次献上永远完成，他就坐在父神的右边，再不需要献祭的事。
So what the temple and the sacrifices and the priesthood were only symbolic of a higher heavenly reality.
所以那旧约的那所有的仪式啊，其实都是一个预表啊，来指向未来真正大的那个祭司耶稣基督自己。
They were.All those things were just symbolic. They were types and shadows.
所有这些都是预表啊，都是影子，不是实体。
But the substance, the reality was the Lord Jesus Himself.
那个事实呢，那个本体呢，就是耶稣基督自己。
And if they would say yes, what they were saying, some of these apostates, they were saying yes, I believe Jesus is the Messiah.And you remember that they tried to come and make him king by force.
所以你会看见呢，当那些所谓的被盗者，他们真的说耶稣，我认你做王的时候呢，他们都是想让耶稣，做地上的王啊，是强迫他来做。
And so what they were, like Judas, who only thought of the kingdom to relieve them, to save them from the Roman Empire.
他们就跟犹大卖主的犹大是一样的，他们想让耶稣做王，就是想让耶稣去推翻，统治他们的罗马阶层。
But when Jesus died on the cross, their hopes were gone.
所以当耶稣死在十架上的时候呢，他们的希望就破灭了。
And they may have confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, but they did not understand him as their Savior.
所以虽然他们曾经嘴上承认耶稣是弥赛亚，但是他们从来没有在心里真的接受过他。
So what they do is they turn back away from the Savior. They go back to the priesthood, to the temple, and to the sacrifices.
所以他们就会发生一件事情，当他们从耶稣的死了以后呢，他们又回到他们的祭司的旧约的圣殿的这个体系里去了。
And the reason why it's impossible verse 6, if they fall away, that is if they fall back into that Judaism.
所以这就是六节讲的意思了，若是他们离弃道理，就又回到那个犹大的那个系统里去，犹太人的那个系统里去。
It's impossible to bring them back to repentance.
就不能叫他们重新懊悔。
And the reason is stated here.
原因就在这里面写了。
Because...To their loss, they're crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
They're drawing back to their old position as Jews.
因为他们又回到犹太人旧的那些律法体系里去了。
And what was their position?
他们的地位是什么？
We would rather have our religion. This man, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him.
所以他们的回到他们原来的位置，就是我还是要我原来的犹太宗教。对于这个人呢，耶稣呢，钉死他，钉死他。
They've gone back to the position of rejection of their Savior.
所以他们回到犹太的宗教里去呢，就会拒绝耶稣啊。
But let's just quickly go through then this the teaching, and you'll see that this is in fact the right conclusion.
所以我们继续再看一下这个教导，你就会发现神的这个结论啊是对的。
So verse 1 of chapter 6.
我们来看六章的一节。
Let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ.
所以他说呢，让我们竭力离开基督道理的开端。
That word Christ is Messiah.
这个基督就是弥赛亚。
The promised one.
那预言要来的。
Of the Old Testament.
应许从旧约要来。
The Old Testament prophets prophesied about the king that would come someday and rule on David's throne.
因为旧约预言到有王有一天要来坐在大卫的宝座上。
So he says, these are elementary teachings about the Messiah. We've got to go beyond that because that's Old Testament teaching. You want to go on to maturity, and the maturity is the person of Christ himself.
所以他这里说我们离开基督道理的开端，就是指旧约，指着耶稣基督，指着弥赛亚的那一切的预言。你要既然这预言应验了，你就离开它嘛，你进到已经应验的那个实体里去。
Now those teachings in the Old Testament, they were foundational.
但这些的旧约的这个教导呢，是一个基础。
But he says you don't, if once you build a foundation, you don't go lay another foundation.
因为你已经建立了一个基础呢，你就不要再去建另外一个基础了。
The Old Testament scriptures are the foundation.
因为旧约的教导就是一个基础。
And it says, Paul says, built upon the foundation of the prophets themselves.
保罗说呢，你要所有的这个是建立在旧约基础上的。
And so Paul, when he talks about the gospel, he always refers to the Old Testament scriptures.
所以当保罗讲福音的时候，他也常回到旧约的这些经文里去。
They were foundational.
所以这个是基础性、基石性的。
And here's what he's talking about. He talks about these foundational things in the rest of verse 1 and 2.
所以在一节的后半段和二节呢，他就讲了列举了这一系列的基础。
What about repentance?
比方说悔改、懊悔、死刑。
Well, the Old Testament saints, they believed in repentance, didn't they? That's foundational.
这是个基础性的。
How else can a sinner come to God, Old Testament or New Testament, through repentance?
那不管旧约新约，一个罪人怎么到神面前去呢？借着悔改。
Like David, when he sinned, he came to the Lord in repentance.
就像大卫，他犯罪了，他就到神面前去悔改。
He said, "Sacrifice and offering you don't desire. It's a broken heart. It's a repentant heart that you receive."
所以他跟神说，那祭物啊，献祭，其实你都不喜悦，你要的是一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
What about faith in God?
那信靠神呢？
That's foundational, is it not?
对吧？这个第二个点，信靠神也是个基础。
Both Jew and Christians alike have faith in God.
那犹太人和基督徒都是一样，都是信靠神。
God revealed Himself in the Old Testament; they were to have faith in Him.
神在旧约呢启示他自己。
What about the instruction about baptisms?
所以第三个就是各样的洗礼。
Now notice it's in the plural. For the Christian, there's only one baptism. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4.
所以这里我们就知道他在讲旧约，不是在讲新约，因为新约就不是有各样的洗礼，新约只有一洗。
These baptisms are washings, literally washings.
所以这个说的各样的洗礼，其实是犹太律法里面各种洗的要求啊。
You know, when the sacrifices, they wash the innards of the sacrifice before they put it on the altar.
举个简单例子，这个献祭的时候呢，他们就要把这个要献的祭物啊，他要洗干净的，要杀了以后要洗干净。
The priests always washed their hands before and their feet before they went into the holy place.
那进到圣所里去的祭司呢，也要在圣所门口的洁净坛上啊洗手洗脚。
There was washings for the lepers. There was washing for those that were unclean. There was all kinds of washings.
那比方说，对于大麻风，对于一些不洁净的疾病呢，上帝也设立了非常详细的怎么洗， 洗衣服怎么洗东西洗器皿全部讲得很清楚。
But that's only a picture of the New Testament where we have the washing of the water by the word, where the heart is cleansed from an evil conscience.
这只是一个预表，讲着在新约里我们是洗在我们里面的心接受基督以后就洁净了这个我们在世上的罪，这就是一个洗。
And then the laying on of hands.
然后紧跟着呢就是各样的按手之礼。
That's foundational too.
也是一个基础。
It doesn't refer to the New Testament laying on of hands of consecration and so on.
这不是一个新约按手的这个意思。
It refers to the Old Testament where the offerer who came and brought his sacrifice, he would lay his hand upon that animal. And as the animal was for a sin offering, the priest would offer or would confess his sin, his sins and the sins of the people on this animal, and it would be a transfer of the sin onto the head of this sacrifice, and then it would be slain.
所以这是在指旧约呢，当你带着赎罪祭，比如说一只羔羊到祭司面前去的时候呢，这个献祭的人需要把自己的手呢放在这个羊的头上，那代表呢我这个人的罪全部交给了转给了这个替罪的羊然后之后这只羊再被杀掉，替这个献祭的人献上赎罪的。
See, that was a foundational truth.
这是一个基础的真理。
What is the reality for us today?
那今天的现实是什么呢？
When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, on the sacrifice that he made, you are in factLaying your hands on him as your sacrifice, as your substitute.
当你相信在十字架上的基督替你死的时候呢，你相当于就在灵里把你的手放在他的身上，你的罪给了他，他是那个替罪羊替你死了。
And then your sins were borne by him, the victim.
那无罪的替有罪的，那你的罪呢？就全部由他承担了。
So these laying on of hands, they were just pictures in the Old Testament, foundational things that look forward to the reality.
所以虽然旧约也有这样按手之礼，但它都是预表或者指向未来呢，真的要来的。
What about the resurrection of the dead?
那比方最后一个死人复活呢？
Well, that was foundational too in the Old Testament, wasn't it?
那这也是旧约的一个基石。
David certainly believed in it.
大卫是相信的。
The Old Testament saints, they believed all that.
旧约的圣徒们也都相信。
What about eternal judgment?
那永远的审判呢？
Absolutely.
当然是。
And so he says, we want to leave these elementary teachings, he says.
他说我们总是要离开这些基础的教导。
And you go on now into maturity.
那要进到那永恒的进到成熟的状态，进到那个真正的对的状态。所以他六章的一节到三节是在讲旧约的基础，他告诉犹太人要往前进，不要停在那个基础上，要看那个实体，就是已经来的基督。
One of the translations, or most translations, they translate that, let us go on to perfection. It says, let us, in verse 1.
就进到完全的地步，六章的一节。
Therefore, he says, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to perfection.
所以这个六章的一节说离开基督道理的开端哈，竭力进到完全的地步。Yeah, Chinese version is perfection.
Yeah, perfection. It's a better, actually a word. It is maturity, but perfection is, it's what is God's intention for the Old Testament.
所以他刚才解释的是 NIV 的版本用的是 maturity 这个词，这个词呢不如 perfection 这个词更准确。原文所以 中文的译本是 perfection， 就是进到完全的地步。
And he gives a reason for it in chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. If you turn over your page or go across the page, chapter 7, verse 18, it says, the former regulation, that is the old covenant, the old law of Moses.
所以七章希伯来书七章的十八节啊，他说先前的条例，也就是旧约呢，因软弱无益，这些律法的条约就废掉了。
That was the foundation that he's talking about.
这就是他说到的基础的意思。
That is all set aside now, he says.
现在他神已经把它放到一边去了。
Because it was weak and useless.
因为它软弱，所以没有益处。
And he goes and he explains in verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect.
原来律法一无所成啊。
Or could not bring us to maturity.
或者说呢？律法是不能带人到完全的地步。
But they needed a better hope was needed.
但是呢，神却引进了更美的指望。
So that we can draw near to God.
靠着这指望，我们便可以进到神面前。指望就是耶稣了。
So those elementary things concerning the Messiah, the Jew could agree with those, but they were only foundational until a better hope came in.
所以离开基督道理的开端啊，这个犹太人特别接受，但这个依然只是个开端，一个基础啊。所以人不能总在基础那边转，要进到完全的地步去，就是要往前进去明白耶稣。
And so in verse 3 of chapter 6, he continues his argument from verse 1.Where he says, let's go on to maturity. And verse 3, he says, God permitting, we will do so.
六章的三节啊，他说神若许我们，我们必如此行。
And so he is going to go on then, to introduce that which is better. And the rest of the book of Hebrews, up to the end of chapter 10,He does that as you read 7, 8, 9, and 10. He outlines the better elements, he takes them on to perfection, is the way that I guess we could put it.
Yeah, 所以六章他在讲呢，你要离开这个开端，进到更好的那里去呢，从七八九对七八九十都是在讲的更好的是什么，就是耶稣了。他就把耶稣在从七章开始啊，在讲大祭司麦基洗德大祭司都在解释耶稣是怎么回事。
So he's going to lead them on into the deeper teaching, into a superstructure that's built upon the foundation.
所以这个作者呢非常非常逻辑的，他等于他一开始六章告诉大家，你们都知道这个基础。现在呢，你们要离开这个基础，不要像小学生一样走，你要往前进。那进到一个呢，我现在告诉你更深的教导，就是从七章开始往后。
But for those that don't want to go on, who go back, he says it's impossible. Verse 4.
所以这就是从四节开始往后到六节的那个内容的背景了，就是对于这些。不愿意跟着老师再往前进的，他非要回到那个原来律法体系里去的，就不能叫他再重新懊悔。
I said earlier, the Jews were, they had the advantage of the Old Testament.
所以他前面讲到，犹太人真的是有优势的，因为他们在旧约是都明白这些基础道理。
And the law and the prophets.
旧约的律法和先知。
But what about those Jews that lived during the time that they're writing about here?Who actually saw and heard the Lord Jesus?
那这个时代的犹太人，他们亲眼看见耶稣的犹太人呢
？And they reject him and pull back.
然后他们拒绝了耶稣，然后又重新回到他的献祭那个律法的体系里去。
Saying we don't want the reality, we want the temple and the priesthood.And the sacrifices.
我们不要那实体本体，我要那个原来的影子，那个 那个献祭的那个宗教仪式，那个更让我们感觉舒服。
Now he lists the advantages that these people had that lived in the times that the Lord Jesus was upon the earth.
所以他就在这里列举了这些人的有的优势啊，就是在耶稣在地上的时候他们尝过的滋味。
It says they were enlightened here in verse 4.
就是四节，他说他们是蒙了光照。
What does it mean to be enlightened? Does that mean to be saved?
蒙了光照是指得救了吗？
Does it mean the light had shone into their heart?
是不是说那光照进了他的心呢？
As Paul says, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
给我们从耶稣基督的来的光照，就像保罗说的。
Doesn't mean that to be enlightened, everyone.Who heard the Lord Jesus Christ was enlightened.
所以这里讲的蒙了光照是指每一个听到过关于耶稣道理的人呢，这个光其实都照在他身上。
He was the light of the world.
因为耶稣就是世上的光嘛。
And we read in John, what is it? John chapter 1. If you go to John chapter 1, we looked at it last week, but we look at it again.
约翰福音的一章。
John chapter 1 verse 9.
一章九节。
The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
But not everyone received the light.
但不是每一个人都接受光。
Your mind might be enlightened.
所以你的理性可能看见了光照。
But if you reject the light,
但你可以从心底里拒绝它。
There's no other way.For that light to enter.
所以当你拒绝的时候呢，这光就没法再进。
Look at John chapter 3 and verse 18.
约翰福音三章十八节。所以光照是一回事，接受又是一回事。
Here's the judgment of the world.
那这个是世界的神的审判了。
He says here in verse 18.Verse 19, sorry.
十九节。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than instead of light because their deeds were evil.
约翰福音三章十九节，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Now, the great question today is not the sin question.
所以今天的问题，最大的问题不是一个关于罪的问题。
The great question is the sun question.
是阳光的问题。
You see, sun question, the son of God.
Son of God, 是儿子的问题。
You see, the judgment is not going to be about your sin.
所以审判哈，不是要定你曾经做的罪、犯的罪来审判。
Because Christ came into the world and died for the sins of every person in the world.
因为基督来到地上，已经为所有的人的罪都死了。
And what is the judgment then, based on?
那基于这个事实，这个审判应该是怎么来定呢？
The question is going to be asked, what did you do with?The Lord Jesus. What did you do with the Son of God who came into the world to take away your sins?
现在每个人面对的终极问题不是说我犯过罪，而是你怎么对待神已经给你的预备的这个赦罪恩典。
Judgment will be based upon the rejection of God's provision for salvation.
所以最终永恒的审判不是因为你的罪，而是因为你拒绝了赦罪的这个恩典。
Light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
那人因为自己的行为是恶的啊，他们就恨恶光啊，并不来救光。
So those that have been enlightened, they have heard the word of God. They perhaps had even heard the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那些蒙了光照的，他们是听过神的话，甚至见过耶稣，听过耶稣的教导。
Or they heard the apostles say that the Lord Jesus, the light of the world, has come. He's been raised from the dead, and he's now in, seated in heaven.
也许他们听过使徒，彼得或者保罗说那神的教导啊，就是来到地上的耶稣已经死而复活，这些道理他都听了。
They have been enlightened.
这就是蒙了光照。
But they rejected the light.
但他们拒绝了光。
And you know the old saying, the oldest saying in English, is light received bringeth light. Light rejected bringeth night. It's a little poetic saying, an ancient saying in the English language.
就是接受光呢，就会带你到更亮的、更大的光那去。那你拒绝光呢，就会带你到完全的黑暗中去。
If you get a little light, follow that light is my suggestion to you today.
就像在一片黑暗中，你看见一小点光的时候，你跟随那光，光就越来越大了。
Open your heart to more light.
然后把你的心向光敞开的时候，光就会越来越亮。
And you'll get more light.
越来越多。
Close your spiritual eyes to that light and you doom yourself.
但你相反，你对着这光，闭上你属灵的眼睛，你的命运就注定了。
And as John said, there are many antichrists in the world.
所以约翰说呢，地上会出很多的敌基督者。
An antichrist is one that has closed the door to the light.
所以敌基督只做一件事，就把那光的门呢关上。
An antichrist means one who is against Christ.
敌基督就是那一位抵挡基督、抵挡耶稣的人。
So being enlightened doesn't mean to be saved.
所以蒙了光照不等于得救，这是我们要明白的一个事。
It's God's opportunity to get more light.
是神给了他一个机会啊，让他有可能得着更大的光。
The light of the world is Jesus.
因为这世界的光呢是耶稣。
Spiritual light, that is.And then it goes on to say, those that have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
That heavenly gift is the Holy Spirit.
这天恩的滋味啊，就是圣灵。天上的恩典就是给我们圣灵。
The Lord Jesus said.If I go away, I will send you the gift of the Father.
耶稣说呢，如果我离开这地啊，我会把天父的礼物赐给你们。
But these are people, they shared in it, they tasted it, but they did not drink it.
所以这是一些人呢，他们看见了，他们也尝了，但是他们不要，他不喝下去。
You see, when the Holy Spirit would come into the world, John chapter 16, please.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
And verse 12.
十二节。
Sorry, no, not 12. John 16.Yes, verse 7, sorry.
16章的七节。
But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
然后我将真情告诉你们，我去是你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你这里来。我若去，就差他来。
He's called the comforter or the...or the counselor here, the word is paraclete.
就是这个 counselor 和 comforter, 就是中文翻成保惠师啊，其实意思呢就是那安慰者或者咨询的人啊，就是帮助你的，让你明白的人。
The Greek is paraclete. Para meaning parallel. Para.
希腊的原文呢叫 paraclete.Para 的这个词根就是平行
，and clete means alongside.
那 clete 呢就是伴随。
So the Holy Spirit is one who will come alongside.
所以圣灵就是那一位在你里面一直伴随你一生啊。 就在你身边陪着你的。
And he comes alongside not just believers, because he indwells believers.
所以他伴随呢，不但是给圣徒们，因为圣徒圣灵直接是住在你里面的。
And so he says in verse 8, and when he comes, he will convict the world, that is the world of unbelievers.
所以第八节他既来了，就要叫世人为罪啊，所以世人是那就是世上。
He will convict the world in regards to sin, righteousness, and judgment.
所以他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
In regards to sin, because men do not believe in me.
那为罪，因为人们不相信我。
As I mentioned, it's not a sin problem; it's a son problem.
所以这不是一个罪的问题啊，是个儿子的问题。
The judgment will be the greatest sin is not our sins, but the greatest sin is rejecting God's remedy for sin.
所以最大的罪啊，不是我们曾经犯过的罪，最大的罪是我们拒绝神对罪的救赎的计划。
The sin that he's talking about is rejecting the Savior.
是，这个罪就是在指，人们拒绝救主了。
He says, and he'll come alongside, and he will convict the world of righteousness.
为义哈，他是来让这个世人明白。
The world killed the Lord Jesus, didn't they?
因为耶稣在地上的时候，人们杀了他，不是吗
？They said he, being a man, made himself God.
他说他虽然是个人，他却自称为神。
But now God raised him from the dead. He's been declared righteous by that very act.
所以神现在使他从死里复活，他现在坐在父神的右边。
He is the truth because he was raised from the dead.
所以他是真理，他从死里复活了。
It was a demonstration by God that the Lord Jesus Christ was the righteous one.
所以他是神显明呢。耶稣基督是那义者。
And then he says of righteousness because I am going to the Father. That is in his right hand, Father's right hand, he is the righteous one.
所以为义啊，是因为我往父那里去，你们不再见我，因为他现在在父那边，他是那个义者，坐在父的右边。
And in regard to judgment, he says in verse 11, because the prince of this world Now stands condemned.
十一节未审判，是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Satan has been judged. The God of this age has been judged.
所以撒旦呢是被审判了，这个世界的王。
And the Spirit of God is witnessing now to people that His power has been broken.
所以神的灵啊，是证明给我们看，这个世界的王的力量已经被。
So it says, when they tasted the heavenly gift, the Holy Spirit, when you come under conviction of sin, when you realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, and that the great enemy, Satan, is now condemned and judged, the Holy Spirit does that. He comes alongside and convicts you of that.
所以这里讲过，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，就是指什么呢？圣灵来了，他住在圣徒里面。但是对一个不信的人，圣灵也做工，怎么做工呢？他会让你为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。如果你已经听见这声音了，你已经看见这事实了，这就是你与圣灵有份了。圣灵已经在你里面告诉了你这些事实。地上的王被审判了，告诉你你是不信，就是一个最大的罪。这些都告诉你了。
The Lord Jesus said.I don't want you to just taste. If you're thirsty, he said, come unto me and drink.
所以耶稣说呢，如果你渴了，你要到我这里来喝啊，你不要只是尝一尝。
And he that does out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
他说我里面有活水的江河啊，能够涌出来。
And this he spoke, it says, of the Holy Spirit, who was not yet given because Christ had not yet been glorified. That's John chapter 7. And I think we should turn there just to refresh our minds on that. John chapter 7.
约翰福音的七章。
And in verse 37.
七章三十七节。
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and taste. No. He said, let him, if you're thirsty, a taste is not enough.
所以节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣高声喊着说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，如果你只是，你如果你真的是渴了，你不会只尝一尝水的。
Those people standing there that day, they perhaps tasted.
所以那站在边上的那些人，圣灵的光，圣灵的恩典，他们是尝了的。
And there were some that day that wanted to seize him and kill him.
但是在那一天，他们却想抓着耶稣杀了他。
They tasted, but they spit it out, didn't they?
他们尝了一下，却吐了。
But he goes on to say, whoever believes in me, or if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within it.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
And make no mistake, he means the Spirit of God. It's made plain in the next verse.
当然，三十九节就说了，他指的就是圣灵了。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
耶稣说这话是指着，信他之人要受圣灵说的，因为那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣没有得着荣耀。
Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
就是我们刚才读的经文。
So he goes on there. If we go back to Hebrews chapter 6,
我们回到希伯来的六章
and verse 5,
五节
they shared in the Holy Spirit, they tasted.The goodness of the word of God, the powers of the coming age, the powers of the coming age, his miracles, and the miracles of the apostles after.
所以他看过啊这个神的能力啊，神善道的滋味，觉悟来世的全能，就比如说那些神所行的神迹，当时在地上。
First Corinthians.Chapter 1, we read that the Jews, they require a sign.
我们都知道犹太人他们想要的就是神迹嘛。
The Lord Jesus gave many signs, didn't he?
耶稣也真的行了很多神迹。
The Gospel of John records 7 signs, miraculous signs, that he was the Son of God.
那约翰福音就记载了七个连续的神迹。
And the apostles, they gave signs.
使徒们也给了很多神迹。
Says signs and wonders were performed by the apostles.
所以这就是说神迹奇事随着他们。
It confirmed the word of God, didn't it?
对，这个就证明了神的话，不是吗？
Until the whole of Scripture could be recorded.
那直到呢，这个圣经啊被记载下来。
Today the purpose of those signs and wonders have been answered, have been concluded. There's no longer need for signs and wonders.
那现在呢，不再需要这些神迹了，已经结束了。
As evidence,
作为
that is,
神迹作为证据的时代已经结束了。
God can still work, he can still heal.
对，神的神迹依然可以行，他依然可以医治人。
God is still God, but we don't need evidence like that anymore.
对，我们今天依然会有各种的医治，各种的这个都可以，但是呢，这不是一个证明耶稣是基督的这个证据了，所以这个证据的时代不需要了。
Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, not by seeing miracles.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，信道是听道来的，听道是神的话来的，不是神迹来的。
So they're unnecessary in that regard.
所以在这个意义上呢，我们不是借着神迹来信的。
We're born again by the word of God, not by miraculous signs.
所以我们重生是借着神的话重生的，不是借着神迹重生。
He said they saw the powers of the age to come. That is the millennial age when disease is going to be wiped out and the curse is going to be removed.
所以
the powers of the age to come. Yeah.
就是来世的全能啊，来世的全能是指着 千禧年啊，在那个时候呢，所有的罪都没了，一切就都。
Well, let me conclude because what we're doing, we're going to finish. We're going to go back to the Gospel of John for the last portion, if that's okay. Okay, we just conclude. He says it's impossible for those that have been convicted by the Holy Spirit, have been enlightened in their minds. They've tasted. They haven't drunk, and they go back to the old Jewish religion, and they offer up sacrifices, they go to the priest, and they go to the temple. What they're saying is, let him be crucified. We won't have him to reign over us.
所以这个的属灵意义就是对于那些有了基督道理的开端，他们又看见了刚才所说的四节五节的内容，他们说呢，我还是不要，我要回到我旧约的道理里面去。他等于是说呢，让耶稣定死吧，他是应该的，他就不需要耶稣。
Well, maybe we'll take a break because there is a he gives us an illustration in verses 7 and 8. And we'll take a break and then we'll look at that illustration shortly and then we move back into, Lord willing, we'll move into John chapter 10.
我们稍休息一下，然后我们可以再花一点时间讲一下七节和八节哈，然后解释完这个，我们就回到约翰福音。
Perhaps give poor old Jesus a chance.
Okay.
You want to just give thanks?
Okay. 我们来做一个祷告啊。在天上的父，谢谢您啊，让我们明白救恩的确据。父啊，也求您带着我们真的往基督道理的最宝贵的就是基督自己让我们接受他，而不是回到旧约的那些教导里去，是吧？盼望我们真从中得着信心。也谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的演示，我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Just have a word of prayer again before we begin。
我们再做一个开始的祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are the God of infinite grace。
主啊，谢谢您，您是一个无限恩典的神。
You're the Father of lights.
你是众光之父。
There is no shadow, there's no turning. You're always the same.
因为在您那没有什么转动的影儿，你总是不变的。
So Father, we would pray that by your Holy Spirit today, you would reveal to us those things that you'd have us to know.
主啊，盼望您的圣灵能够启示我们那些您想要我们知道的事。
Search our hearts, Father.
啊。探查我们的心。
And now, Lord, we pray as we again open your word, we pray that you would enlighten our hearts and minds.
求您的光照进我们的思想。
And reveal Jesus to us.
啊，把耶稣基督启示给我们。
Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name.
啊，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Maybe I can just make a few comments before we continue on.
你继续之前呢，记得给我们分享一些。
We've been talking about eternal security.
我们一直在反复讲这个主题啊，就是永恒的确据。
And that's a very, very important.
这真的非常非常重要。
And you know, the Word of God teaches us that once we're saved, we're always saved. It's just like if I'm born, I'm born. I can't go back and be unborn.
因为圣经里反复讲的信息都是告诉我们，一个人一旦得救了，就永远得救了。我生下来就生下来了，不能又回去不生。
So this is a very important doctrine that you must really settle in your heart that you belong to God. You belong to God. That's it. You're born again. Nothing can take you or separate you from that.
所以这个对于信徒来说是个极其重要的真理，因为你要在你的心里相信，你出生了，神就不再丢弃你，你不会再被任何的力量从神手里夺走。这个对你来说非常重要。
See, from the verses that Eric's been reading, some people get confused and some people are in doubt whether they're saved today and not saved tomorrow.And if a person is in doubt all the time, he can't move forward.
所以就像Eric 讲这些经文的原因，就是这些经文是常让我们读到的时候就很怀疑的，是不是我会今天得救了，那我明天又失丧了，这样的一个状态会有什么后果呢？就是 一直怀疑自己有没有得救的人是不能往前进的。
So there should be no doubt in your heart whatsoever of the fact that you're born again and you belong to Christ and He's leading and guiding you day by day and He's teaching you from His Word. That should be a sure thing in your heart.
所以你要在心里确定这个概念，就是你一旦得救了，你一旦接受基督成为你救主了，你就在神的家了，无论发生什么都不会失掉救恩的地位。你在这个基础上，你才会放心大胆的往前走。你会学习，你会听到，你会进步。
Now the Hebrews and their fathers before them, they had the truth of the Old Testament.
那在旧约的这些希伯来人呢，他们是有旧约的教导。
Their fathers knew the true God.
对，他们的父呢也知道神真神。
Our fathers were not Jewish, were not Hebrew. Our fathers did not know the real true God.
然后我们的肉身的祖先呢，其实我们不是犹太人，所以我们的祖先其实不认识神的。
But for them that knew the true God, they did not know the true Son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以对那些知道真神的人，他们却认不出神的圣子基督。
So we've been reading in the book of Hebrews that Paul is, believe that it's Paul that wrote this book. He's trying to teach them that you, all those foundations in the Old Testament are with you. You know that. Your parents knew that. Their parents knew that. It's been given to that whole line of people, Abraham and all the patriarchs. But the Gentiles did not have that information.
所以保罗就是希伯来书的作者，大家都相信是保罗，那在这里告诉犹太人呢，说你们是一个很特别的一群，那你们的祖先，你们祖先的祖先，他们是知道上帝的，他们也有神的律法，那他们知道这一切关乎神的道理，一代一代的都传下来。
So the missing link with the Hebrew people is the fact that they did not recognize their Messiah. They knew the Messiah was comingBut they did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以他们当中断了一环在哪呢？他们也都知道弥赛亚要来，他们也都知道弥赛亚来，是一个什么样的状态形式。但是呢，他们没有办法把这个弥赛亚跟基督呢联系起来，跟耶稣联系起来。
So they can't move forward.
所以他们没办法往前进了。
They're still stuck in the old ways.
所以他们还在局限在他们原来的那个理解里。
They're still out there. They want to build a temple to God in Jerusalem, and start the sacrifices all over again.
嗯，就像即使今天的犹太人，他们想的还是我怎么再在耶路撒冷再把那圣殿建起来，重新再把这献祭的仪式再做起来。
But you know, we are so blessed that the Lord has opened up our heart and our minds and understanding that we can understand what took place here.Because we were outside of those circles. And when we look into the circle, we realize that God so loved us that He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. And believing that, we have life eternal, and no one can take that life away from us.
所以我们作为外邦人呢，其实在这个点上，相反得益了，因为我们一开始没有这些框框，所以我们就接受了救恩，然后我们原来不在那个圈子里，然后我们在这圈子以外呢，我们接受了基督成为我们的救主，就不是受犹太人，原来因着律法而来的，这样的捆绑。
So we've got the Old Testament now and the New Testament, and from those the doctrines and the pattern and the foundation that was set up in the New Testament, that this is the way God is, and this is what God's perfection means, that we can now, we can.Build on those foundations. When it says, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine, it really means to build upon those, that foundation that's been laid by Christ. We build upon that. All the truths are there. We believe that. There's no doubt in our heart. But now we build upon that.
所以基于这些根基啊，旧约的根基去建立，要进到完全的地步，就是指着完全的地步是我们真知道耶稣是什么样的，这是从神来赐给我们最宝贵的新约的真理。那这些真理是基于旧约的基础上的，所以我们不能停在这个基础往前进，我们就接受了这 进到了这个完全新约的地步。
So you know, the chapter before that, Hebrews chapter 5, and verse 12, it says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, you see, you're coming to class here, and you're learning about the Word of God. And as the light is being shed more and more on the Word of God, and you understand the Spirit of God is teaching you, that you will no longer be babes, like it says here. It says, you again, when you have first principles of the oracles of God and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. So as you grow in the knowledge of Christ, you shall be able to teach others. It's not that you're going to be sitting here. We're always learning. It's not that we're not learning. But you will be able to teach others. You won't be just looking at the milk and drinking the milk. You know, the baby drinks the milk and the bones grow in the baby and the baby gets taller and the baby can use his hands and first it learns how to walk, his bones are strengthened. So the Lord is strengthening us from His Word, that we might be good, become good and faithful servants to Him.
所以在五章的十二节希伯来书呢，他说，你们学习的功夫本该做师傅啊，谁知还有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，成为那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。这句经文就是在讲犹太人，他们本来应该有的这个基础比别人多的，在这个基础上他们更容易去建造那上面的更好的东西，进到基督里去。完了呢，他们不要那个更好的，不要进入完全，他又回去去上小学，那就他就反复就吃奶，他不去吃干粮。但是吃奶就是最初的阶段，吃奶就是神让你在小孩的阶段让你的这个身体长起来，让你的骨头健壮起来，然后你总是要进到能吃干粮的阶段。所以他们本来是可以去教导别人的，可以去做师傅的，现在他就宁可回到这个小学生的状态。
Okay. So you know, as our brother Eric was saying, the real problem is the Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son of God has not life.
所以就像 Eric 弟兄讲的，真正的问题是子啊，是认识圣子的问题。有了圣子就有了生命，没有圣子的就看不见生命。所以你不能回到那个祭司献祭的那个总是解决罪的那个状态去，他进不到信主的那个最宝贵的祝福里去。
So on judgment day, God will just ask one question, and that question will be, "What did you do with my son Jesus? He loved you, and he came to die for your sins. Did you receive him as your savior?"
所以在审判日的时候，神只会问每一个人一个问题，就是你是怎么对待我的圣子耶稣基督的，他为你的罪死了，他献上了赎罪祭，你的一生你是怎么来对待这个选择的，接受他还是拒绝了的。
He'll need not have to ask you any more questions.
他不会再问你更多其他的问题，因为罪都已经赦了。
Because that one question covers everything.
因为这一个问题覆盖了所有的问题。
Okay. So we'll let Eric continue on because I didn't want to take too much of his time. I'm sorry. Okay.
If we could look at Hebrews chapter 6.
我们再回到希伯来六章啊，这后面几节也很重要。
I want to look at that parable that he uses to illustrate the truth that we've been considering.
对，我想继续看这个比喻，他在讲这个这个真理的啊。
Because there's two different types of land.
有两种的地。
Verses 7 and 8.
七八两节他讲了两种的地。
Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed receives the blessing of God. But land...that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned.
就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水生长菜蔬合乎耕种的人用就从神得福，若长荆棘和蒺藜必被废弃尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
So here we have two parcels of land.
所以现在这里有两种的地啊。
They both are watered by the rain from heaven.
但你注意呢，他们都从天上得雨水，对吧？
And but the their usefulness as far as humans are concerned, the difference is great.
但是人呢，从用使用他们的角度就发生大的分歧了。
One produces a good crop that can benefit the farmer.
那一种呢是能够产出很好的粮食，能够让农夫得喜乐的。
With the other, there's no fruit whatsoever.
那另外一个呢，完全没有果实。
What was wrong with it?
那他们里面到底发生了什么？
They were same land, same rain.
同样的地，同样的雨。
It was what was seeded in there, wasn't it?
种子不一样，对。
We could understand that he's using this as an illustration.
他用这个做一个解释，做一个比喻来解释。
That the apostate who refuses the word of God, refuses God's way of salvation, produces no fruit.
就那被盗的人，他是拒绝了神的恩典，所以他是不可能结出任何果子的。
It's a land that's cursed, that's only that you'd burn all those weeds when they dry up.
这就像一块被咒诅的地，你最终是要用火把它全部烧干净的。
No fruit for the farmer.
因为农夫在里面得不着什么。
That's like human hearts. Two different types of people.
就像人的心一样，有两种的人。
God sends the rain from heaven on both.
因为神从天上呢降下了。雨给两种人。
They receive equal benefit from the maker.
那从造物主呢，人是得着同样的益处，对吧？
But one of a true heart produces good fruit.
真的心，那结出果实。
And the other does not.
另外一种就没有果实。
So there you see the two. We saw them in. You see that two division. You see them with Peter and Judas.
就像我们刚才举的例子，彼得和犹大。
And now, he further illustrates that in a parable in Matthew chapter 13.
然后他继续讲了这个呢，在马太的17章，13章。
Matthew chapter 13, it's the parable of the sower.
13章就讲到了不同的种子。
In the book of Hebrews, there is two types of land, one productive, one unproductive.
在希伯来书这里讲的是两种的地，一种是神产菜蔬的，一种不产的。
In the parable of the good of the sower here in Matthew 13, there are only two types of land.
那在这里呢，它也有两种的地。
Or two types of either they bear fruit or they don't bear fruit.
或者它产果子，或者它不产。
There's various reasons for not bearing fruit.
这里呢解释了一些原因，不产果子的原因就是撒种的比喻。
And they're outlined here in this parable.
然后在这个比喻的例子里，我们看一下。
In verse 3 he says, Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer...went out to sow seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell among the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has an ear to hear.
三节，他用比喻对他们说许多的道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上的，土基不深，发苗最快，石头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的，有耳可听的就应当听。
So now the disciples, they didn't understand. They come to him after and they ask him about the meaning of that.
所以门徒呢不懂，就来问到底什么意思。
And he explains it to them. Verse 18. Listen to then what the parable of the sower means.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把撒在心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
Now, when he says he doesn't understand it, it means doesn't really understand it in his mind.
所以他这里说不明白呢，是在他脑子里就不明白了。
The heart has a, we understand with our hearts as well.
因为我们还有一种明白是要在心里也明白。
It's not just an intellectual understanding, because anybody can understand plain words about the kingdom where the Lord Jesus came to preach.
You mean they understand here,
yeah,
and not in the heart?
Yeah.
我理解错了，就是他是脑子里能清楚的知道这个逻辑是什么，但是他不接到心里去。
Paul in the book of Ephesians talks about the eyes of your understanding with your, or the eyes of your heart.
保罗在以弗所书说到呢，你的心里的眼睛啊，照亮你心中的眼睛。
Because he talks of figurative language.
因为他用的是比喻嘛，对。
Now, so someone that hears the message of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, what they're doing is they might understand it intellectually in their minds, what the words say, but they do not take that in to themselves.
对，所以这里说的不明白是他理性上他可能知道你讲的话语的道理逻辑是什么，但是他没有把它接到心里去认可。
And that's like the word of God. He says here, it's one seed sown on the path. The path is hard. That's where you walk every day to get to the field, and the farmers come with their donkeys and their carts, and that ground is as hard as a rock.
Yeah. 所以路旁就是那个最硬的土，因为你每一天从这里走到田里去，驴也走，人也走，车也走，所以就像石头一样硬。
And it doesn't fall in the soil, so birds, they see that, and they're down they come, pick it up.
所以它掉到这个上面就不可能进到土里去，那飞鸟一来就把它吃了。
And the birds are picture, he says, it's the evil one. Like the evil one will come out, the seed doesn't penetrate the hard heart. Satan will come in with a lie and say, oh, don't believe that. That's going, you're worth more than that. Your life, you're young, you've got lots of things to do. Don't listen to that because you'll have to give up your life, or you'll have to give up your pleasures, or whatever.
这发生了什么事呢？就像一个人听了道，如果他里面心是硬的时候呢，飞鸟就是恶者，就是撒旦魔鬼。这时候呢，他心里，撒旦跟他说的声音是什么？你不要听这些道理，你还很年轻，你有很多的是这个前程可以去奔，这都是在忽悠你的，在胡说的。那一下就这个道就没了，就被叼走。
So the seed.Is plucked away by Satan right away.
所以这个种子啊，这个道，虽然在你心里呢，就像在硬土上，很快就被撒旦给吃了。
See, this world, people are their hearts are hard by materialism, by a world full of entertainment and distraction. There's no place for the word of God to come in.
就像世界现在满了物质主义，满了地上的荣耀，大家所追求的，这很快。这些神的道呢，迅速进来就被拿走，进来就被拿走。
They don't understand it with their hearts.
人们虽然也明白这些道理，但他不接到心里去的原因就是这个道在硬土的面上。
So the seed falls in another place.
那这个土种子呢还会进到其他的地上。
It falls on a rocky place.
比方说呢，一个石土浅石头地。
There might be just a little bit of soil covering it, but it's all rock underneath.
这种地呢，就是底下都是石头，但是面上的一层浅土。
And that he says there, the one that fell in rocky places, it sprang up quickly.
那这种地呢，一进到种子一进到里面呢，它很快就可以发芽。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
I have seen maple seeds. Fall into the gutter next to a curb on a road, on the side of a road, with no soil or very little soil there, and they sprout.
我看过一种这种 maple 啊，就是枫树的种子啊，掉在那个路边的沟里面，然后这个上面呢有没有土或者很浅一层土，然后它能发芽的，它掉进去就发出来了。
And so you see the little root come out of the seed, and it goes down and it wants to find some soil that it can grow in.
然后这个时候呢，这个根呢，它就想往下走，去找到一些土能够进去。
And that little root hits a rock.
但很快这个小小的根就碰到石头了。
And the sun comes out.
这时候太阳出来了。
And it dries up the very thin soil right away.
然后它很快就让这一层的浅土薄土啊的水分就失掉了。
And the life of that seed dies and it can't go and get down to where it can get moisture and food.
所以这个种子的根呢就在这层失去水分的浅土里就得不着水的供应，很快就干死了。
Well, he says, this is verse 20, says, the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man that hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
所以二十节呢，是撒在石头地上的人听了道，当下欢喜领受，但是心里没有根，对，当下欢喜领受。
But he has no root, and he only lasts a short time.
对，但是因为心里没有根呢，不过是暂时的。
And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
及至未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒。
And I think that this describes those ones in the Hebrews.
那这就是在描述希伯来书里面讲的这些人。
To a great degree. And what is it now? Some people they hear the gospel.
那有些人呢，他们听了福音
，of the grace of God and of eternal life，
就是那永恒生命的恩典了。
And they say, "Yippee!"
他说：“哎呀，太好了
！This is wonderful. I can add this to my life."
他说：“这个太美了，我可以把这个加到我的生命里来。
”The Christians are so happy, and they really eat good too.
然后这些他们。基督徒都很高兴，然后吃的也很好。
And they're so kind and helpful.
然后他们也很和蔼，也很帮助人。
And you know that makes sense. I'm going to become a Christian.
这个听看起来也不错，我也想成为一个基督徒。
And then trouble comes.
这个时候患难来了。
And they say, oh well, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it.
然后你会说，哎呀，这个我也不知道，我不知道这个值不值得，就算了吧。
Does that describe Judas?
这是不是就是描述犹大呢？
Describes Judas.
这就是犹大了。
There was no root. It didn't penetrate the heart.
所以其实这个根呢，没有进到心里面去，它浅的。
There was an intellectual understanding that this was a good. This is good.
他只是在理性上，他理解，哎，这个不错的，挺好。
But the heart was still closed and hard.
但他的心是关着的。
Like a big rock.
就像一个大石头一样。
And the word of God, which is the seed, could not penetrate into his heart, and real life come.
所以这个神的话或者种子呢，就进不了你的心，也就没法生出真的生命了。
He had been enlightened, but had not been born again.
所以他是被光照了，但是没有重生。
I think we understand.
所以我们刚才讲了希伯来书，就能理解这些经文。
And then, lastly, we read about.
最后呢
we read about the verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, they choke it, making it unfruitful.
撒在荆棘里就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
This is someone who has.Their lives are so full that there's no place for Christ in it.
那这种人呢，是他的生活啊太充实了，然后没有任何的空间留给神了。
That hasn't been true repentance.
所以这不是一个真的悔改者。
And so there's no place for the Word of God to grow.
因为它里面没有这个空间留给神的道去增长。去长大。
But what about the one that received the word on the good ground?
那在豪土里的是什么呢？
This is someone who what hears the word, understands it, and produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown.
那撒在好地上的就是人听了道明白了，结实一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
There's the word that comes right into the heart.
啊，这个主的道呢，进到了心里。
And we read about the Christian being born again, not of corruptible seed, Peter says,
yes.
but incorruptible.
我们都知道彼得说呢，我们的基督徒的生命不是由那必朽坏的种子来的，是那不朽坏的种子来的。
Yeah, a parable is like that word we used this morning, parallel, where we get like two railway tracks are parallel.
所以一个比喻呢，这个词根也是 para 就是平行嘛。所以一个比喻就是用另外一个一样的例子来说明我们想要说的道理。
So we have a parable is usually a story that illustrates a higher story.
所以用一个地上的我们能明白的故事来讲一个更高的属灵的属天的道理。
So the natural seed is a picture of the living seed, the word of God.
所以自然的种子其实就是一个图像或者一个预表一个影子来告诉我们神的道也是一个真的种子是不朽坏的种子。
So we see the seed falling on various grounds, don't we?
所以你可以看见这里面的种子撒在了四种的土上。
But if we go back to Hebrews chapter 10, we'll see that there are basically two types of ground.
所以我们回到希伯来书 chapter 6, right?
Ground that produces fruit, ground that does not produce fruit.
所以回到希伯来书六章，你看两种的地哈，有的是产菜蔬，有的是不产菜蔬的。
The blessings of God fall on both.
然后神的恩典呢，落在两块地上都有。
That's like the apostate. They taste of the heavenly gift of the Holy Spirit.
那就像那个被盗者，他也尝了恩典，他也知道圣灵的恩典。
The word of God enlightens them.
那神的光呢，也光照了他。
But there is nothing. There's no place for the word of God in them.
但是在他们里面没有位置留给神的道，所以他就长不了果实。
Now another.
天上给的恩典是一样的。
I'd like to give another illustration. Peter, Second Peter chapter 2.
我们再看一个例子哈，来把这段话解释清楚。彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的二章。
Talking about false prophets and teachers, chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节是在讲假教师、假先知、假师父。
He says there were false prophets among the people, that is the nation of Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you.
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，在你们中间也必有假师父，私自引进陷害人的异端。
And they'll secretly introduce destructive heresies.
也私自引进陷害人的异端。
And even denying the sovereign Lord.
连买他们的主，他们也不承认。
Even deny who bought them, and bring swift destruction to themselves.
自取速速的灭亡。
And we see that today, don't we?
今天我们也看见很多这样的例子。
In some of the biggest universities and seminaries, men teaching destructive heresies. There, some of them are apostates. Many of them.
像今天的大学，今天很多的什么学研讨会讲的所谓的道理，都是抵挡神的，都是悖逆，甚至是异端的，不要神的道理。
But Peter goes on and talks about these apostates.
所以彼得就继续在讲这些被盗的。
In verse 19,
十九节
we can't read the whole chapter, but the whole chapter, if you read it, you'll see that that's his subject about these false teachers.
所以你读整个章二章彼得后书二章，他都在讲这些假教师的 样子是怎么样子，我们就略过，我们就跳到十九节看。
He says they promise everyone freedom, while they themselves are slaves to depravity.
他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆。
Some of these, one I know personally is a homosexual, and he's teaching in a university teaching religion.
我自己就认识这么一个例子，那他。在大学里教宗教啊、但他自己还是一同性恋啊、这个。
Says for a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him。
所以他自己做败坏的奴仆啊。
So now in verse 20, if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it and overcome, they're worse off at the end than they were at the beginning。
所以二十节就很有意思，他说倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们幕后的境况就比先前更不好。
Now this man that I'm talking about just recently, I've known him since he was a boy.
那我刚才提到这个人呢，我是从小认识他，他是小男孩子的时候就认识他。
He went to Bible camp.
他也去圣经的这些营会。
Sunday school.
主日学。
Not the 16th.
但不是在十六届教会。
But he was at another assembly. Grew up in assembly.
他在一个另外的一个教会长大的。
He was a counselor at camp.
他甚至是这个营会的基督徒营会的，还是一个同工啊，一个支持者。
But he always had kind of strange ideas.
但他总是有一些怪怪的想法。
He thought he was a little better than everybody else, a little smarter than people his older than him.
他总是觉得自己比其他的人更聪明一些，比他年长的还更他更聪明一些。
And he turned back from where he was, what he first professed.
那所以他就从他原来口称的这个信仰里呢，就回转走了。
He would have said that he knew the Lord Jesus Christ.
他可能会说他认识耶稣基督。
He knew about him, but he didn't know him personally.
实际上呢，他是知道耶稣基督，但他没有接受，没有个人的接受。
The word knowing here is not the same as receiving either.
所以这里的知道不等于接受。
And he says the end of those people, when they turn away from the Lord, they're worse off at the end than they were at the beginning.
所以这里说的。就这些人的末后的路呢，还不如他先前。就是他知道，然后又转身又后退又走了，还不如他一开始那不知道。
Because it says in verse 21, it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them.
他们晓得义路竟背弃了传给他的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
You see there, it's in plain, it's plain there. They knew the way of righteousness. It doesn't say they entered into the way of righteousness.
所以这里讲得非常清楚，他们知道，他们晓得，不等于他接受了做他个人的救主，接到心里去了。
And that's made plain by verse 22.
所以这个二十二节他就讲得更加的形象了。
Of them the proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
俗话说的真不错，狗所吐的，它又转过来又吃，猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。这话是在用在他们身上正合适。
The nature of the animal is going to come out sooner or later.
就是人动物的本，这动物的本性总是会，最终还是会出来的。
See, a true Christian has a new nature.
因为一个真的重生得救的基督徒，他里面是有个新的本性。
Is born of God.
是从神而来的本性。
And John says that new nature cannot sin.
然后神约翰福音约翰使徒约翰说呢，他说新的本性是不会犯罪的。
And that new nature born again will prevail in circumstances in life and ultimately end up in eternity and in heaven.
然后这个新的本性呢，在我们地上成圣的过程中呢，时时会得胜，得胜的时候我们就不犯罪，但是呢一直到最后末了的时候，我们见主面的时候，就是新的本性就完全了，
true,
老我就死了。
But a true apostate, their nature hasn't been changed.
但是对于一个真正的被盗者，就是 那没有得救的人来说，他的本性是没有改过的。
You can wash the sow and make her nice and clean.
比方说呢，你可以洗一头猪，然后把它这个看得漂亮，很干净的。
But she'll go back right into the mud.
然后你一眨眼，你不注意，它又跑到泥里去了。
And so that's the same thing with the old nature. Will find its own place.
就像我们的老我就是这样的，我们的老我的原来的地方就是泥地里，所以他自然他就回到舒适的地方去了。
A person can become religious. They hear the word, they know the way of righteousness, so they try to reform themselves.
所以一个没有得救的这个被盗者，他总是想努力的洗干净外面了，就用改良的方式让自己变得更好一点。
If you want to be saved, you have to deny yourself. You have to.
Amen.
You want to be saved, you've got to let that life come into you and change you completely.
所以你要得救呢，你要让这个光啊进到你心里来，你要否定自己，你要背起十字架，你让基督成为你的主。
So now, next week, Lord willing, what we might do is, if you have any questions regarding the eternal security of the believer,let Long know, or today, or sometime, then we can answer some questions next week if you have further questions on this topic.
那我们今天呢，时间的原因，我们先停在这。但是呢，因为我们对这个话题很有负担，所以大家如果有问题关于永恒确据的，就是一旦得救永远得救这个话题，你们有问题的或者有疑问的经文，你可以今天提出来，也可以。在这段时间里到下周四之前你们提出来告诉我们，我们下周四可以再回到这些疑问的经文上再来讲。
Anjit and I will attempt to and Long will attempt to answer any questions you might have.
所以两位长老他们会尝试着回答大家一切关于这个的疑问。
And we would use the scriptures.Comparing scripture with scripture.
我们会用经文啊，一段一段的来跟大家解释。
And we would interpret it as taking it in the context in which we find it.
那我们也会把那些有疑问的经文放在它的上下文里来告诉你，它本来想表达的意思是什么。
Many teachers falsely take one verse and another verse and another verse and another verse, and then they try to sew it together to make a doctrine.
所以经常看见的这个错误的教导做法呢，是从一个地方摘一段经文，又从另一个地方摘一段经文，把这几个经文放在一起呢，它建立一个逻辑，那这个逻辑不是圣经想要表达的。
And I want to just expand on something that my brother Jeet mentioned earlier.
那我可以再扩展讲一下刚才 Jeet 弟兄刚才提的一个点。
A very important point.
那非常重要的一个点。
And that is that you can't growIn grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, unless you are established in grace.
所以那就是呢，你不可能能够在神的恩典里啊长，除非呢你真的是建立在这个恩典之上的。
The doctrine whereby the people teach that a person can be saved and then lost, those people that are subjected to that teaching never are at rest.
这就是为什么呢？基于这样的真理，就是我的救恩可以得着又失去的这样的真理的基督徒，他一生都没有平安，他没办法长，因为他不是基于一个恩典的真理长起来。
They either look inside and see there's still their old nature there, and they think I can't be saved.
他或者常常看自己里面的老我所带来的败坏，他就说：“哎呀，我肯定没有得救。”
They're full of fears.And doubts.
满了怀疑和惧怕。
Or they compare themselves outwardly with others. I'm better than this one and this one. And then,
那还有一种表现形式呢？他不往里看，他往外看，他就跟人比啊！你看我比这个人怎么样，比那个人怎么样
？And all the time they think that God is a hard God, making them measure up.
所以他总是看见神是一个。很严厉的神在定规矩啊，来测量你们的好行为。
But God says, "I want you to grow in grace." and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神说，我希望你是在恩典和耶稣基督的知识里长大。
Until your heart is established in that you are secure in Christ, that you have a permanent home in heaven, you can't grow properly.
除非你真的是在恩典里得着确据，你知道你永恒的家在天上，你知道这一切都已经是一个确定的事实，否则你不可能全然无惧的一天一天吃粮长大。
You become a sick plant, diseased by doubts and fears.
你就会像一棵生了病的植物一样，始终被这个怀疑所困扰。
And like a thick cloud over your head, God is not a God of real grace. That He's waiting to see how you're going to do.To see if you're going to get salvation in the end.
所以在你的概念里就变成神是就像天上一朵很厚的乌云呐，这神天天就看着你，看你的行为到底好不好，够不够好，到最后你最终死的时候能得救，这是很可怕的。
So let your hearts be established in grace. What is grace?
所以让你的心呐真的建立在恩典上。什么是恩典呢？
It's the undeserved favor of God.
就是我们不配得的，神给了我们。
By grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God.
所以，我们是在我们的信心里，不是靠着我们的行为，是完全因为神的恩典才得救的。
Once you have received the Lord Jesus, you are His forever.
所以一旦你接受了基督。成为你的救主，你就永远属他。
And all you have to do now is stay in the sunshine of His love.
你要做的就是，站在他爱的阳光里成长。
So thank you, Jeet, for reminding us of that.
谢谢 Jeet 提醒我们这个点。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your grace.
主啊，我们要如此感恩为您的恩典啊。
It's totally unearned and undeserved.
这真的不是靠我们挣来的，也更不是我们配得的。
But Lord, we've opened our hearts to you.
所以我们打开我们的心啊。
And that seed has penetrated deep.
让这种子能够更深的扎根。
Now, Lord, we pray that we might produce fruit 100-fold for you.
主啊，我们真的盼望我们每个人能百倍的结实。
Because you are worth it.
因为你是配得的。
Your grace.Is more than we can imagine.
您的恩典超乎我们的想象。
Thank you, and we bless you and thank you in Jesus' name.
感恩祝福奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.